At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Willie Nelson, still alive. Generalissimo Francisco Franco, though, still dead.
Still dead.
Still dead. Can't believe I said that about Willie Nelson. Good God Almighty. All you Morgan Wallen fans coming to town. I thought I listened to real country, and here I am. I forgot that Willie Nelson is still alive, still with us. All right, I'm going to get to the Guardians here in a second. First, Lima and I are going to get to the Guardians here in a second because Lima had a hell of an argument to give. But I think it's time for a Kafis Corner. Are we putting Mitch on the spot?
What's up, boys?
All right, give us the Kafis Corner after the Guardians won last night over
the Miami Marlins.
Did they
take another series? This now means they are 9-1 in their last 10 series as they continue their upward trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Colin Joseph Kafis last night in the Guardians 9-4 victory over Miami had a bit of a tough time making contact. Had two strikeouts to start off the game, chasing balls in the dirt. Had a hit by pitch later on in the game that he took off the back left upper ankle, which is painful. And then in the seventh inning during that Guardians 4-run stretch, he finally got things going with a high chopper that Jose Ramirez hustled out to get to home plate, and that started the rally that got the Guardians the cushion that they needed to take the series against Miami.
Would you call it a Baltimore chop if you were doing play-by-play?
I'd probably just call it a high chopper. I need to know the full definition of a Baltimore chop.
You don't know the definition of a Baltimore chop?
Not currently.
All right, stop listening to the show because I know you don't listen to it anyway, so I'm not telling you to do anything you don't do. And go look up what a Baltimore chop is. It's going to help you out, okay, young man?
On it.
They are 7-3 in games that CJ Kafis has appeared in.
They are what?
7-3.
Have him appear more.
You got to keep him in. Coming up in about last night, Lima isn't thrilled with the Browns over Quinshon Judkins and Isaiah Bond. We'll talk more about that coming up at 7:43 this morning. Lima, you, Anthony Dolan, are right in with it again for whatever. Everybody's enjoying what the Guardians are doing. Hey, you lost one to Miami, but you still took a series again.
Just keep winning
series. Keep winning series. And they're only, what, a half game out right now? Yankees are idle, so they're only a half game out of the wild card right now. 6.5 out of the AL Central. And Lima, you just had to stoke the fire again yesterday, didn't you?
It got me thinking, during the 10-game losing streak when people accused the team of not trying to win, and you were with me on that. That was silly. We understood the angst over the payroll. We all had angst over the payroll coming into the season. Some were louder than others, I'll admit. At that time, I gave them the benefit of the doubt because I said every year I'm giving their organization a benefit of the doubt because they always, all these years that I was frustrated with them, they would come out on top. And they would, they didn't have a World Series to show for it, but, you know, every year 31 out of 32 teams don't have a World Series to show for it.
Mm-hmm.
So overall, I think everybody would love the track record of the Guardians around baseball that haven't won a World Series over the last 10 years. Like, if you haven't won a World Series, you've looked at the Guardians as a model for your team doing the most with the least. So when we would bring up about their situation, I had a lot of people in my mentions, this is a few weeks ago, A lot of people in my mentions say, hey, at least the Browns spend money. That gives us hope. And it got me really thinking that I do wonder if there is a segment of the Browns fan base that would rather have the team spend $300 million every year.
The Browns fan base or the Cleveland fan base?
Well, I think one and the same, really. But yes, the overall, the Cleveland fan base, there is a segment of that fan base that would rather spend $300 million every year on payroll because it would give them the hope. Now we have what we need to go to the World Series because we have the money. And lose rather than where they are. Spend $100 million every year, $120 million, whatever it is. Spend that much every year and win, which is what looks like they're on the verge of doing again. It looks like they're on the verge of pulling off, out of the depths of despair, another playoff bid, which is just incredible. When guys like me, I'm guilty of it, left them for dead, buried them again. And most of the city did. And it looked like there was no hope during that 10-game losing streak.
So you're asking people, if they believe there's fans out there that would rather have the Guardians spend $300 million and lose?
I know there are fans out there because they're the Browns fans. Because the Browns fans were in my mentions telling me that at least the Haslam spend $300+ million.
See, that's the problem I have. Listen, I'm a football guy, but damn it, they're different sports.
Sure.
They're different sports.
But they told me that they have an ownership that's willing to spend no matter what. They'll take that every time than an ownership that isn't willing to spend.
The Guardians are responsible. Like, guys, I don't think tremendously highly of the go for it of Paul Dolan and his regime, but I don't think he's a terrible owner. I think he's a responsible owner. I think he keeps people in his employ. He doesn't make you not care about the Guardians the way that they do in other cities with their baseball teams. So in so many ways, he's a responsible owner. I get mad at him for the crying poor stuff because that seems to be that's been the message from when his father was in charge to when him in charge. It's just always this empty pocket stuff. And it's like, dude, it's pro sports.
And I've agreed with you. The team's been awful.
The team is, I mean, good God, the Browns have gone from $1 billion to like $6 billion in valuation over the last 10 years or whatever the hell it is. You look at what the Guardians are. What are the Guardians worth according to Forbes?
Seen 1.6, 1.7.
I've seen even more. So if you're looking at that going, good God, you bought the team for $300 million 20 years ago. So you're looking at a hell of a profit right now. Don't tell me you ain't got the money when you can just sell the asset and give it to somebody who does have the money to do so. But that all said, I've always had to say right after those sentences, yeah, but be careful what you wish for. Because when you get new owners, everybody's excited. And then they start to do the things that make them new owners, which are usually horrific mistakes. And that's not just in baseball. I think that's in every sport.
Yeah, like I think we would have all celebrated had the Dolans sold the team to like Steve Cohen, right? We would have lost our collective minds. And then what would he have probably done after one bad year? Probably would have gotten rid of the front office.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just how it works.
Yes.
Right? Hey, I'm an owner. I want my guy. I don't care. I don't care that the rest of baseball is envious of the Guardians organization for doing the least.
I can't meet those people halfway. I know if they're just Browns fans and they don't care about the Guardians, then I can't have that conversation. I care about the Guardians. Now, again, football. I care about the Guardians. And I'd much rather have this. I'd much rather be clenching my fists and being really mad at them. I'd rather just be really mad at the Dolans for not spending quote-unquote money than not caring. They still make me care. It can be frustrating, but I still care. It's a competitive team. I'm still entertained by them. So I don't agree with any of that. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I bet there are definitely people who just...
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Either spend the their team spends $300 million on players and they don't win. I don't disagree with you fully, but I just think that that's a terrible way of thinking. I think that's a warped mind, man. I don't agree with that whatsoever. You could spend a whole lot of money, and if you were spending money on a loser, especially because I would have to get used to it. Because if you were a Mets fan or a Yankee fan or a Dodger fan, I think you feel like, hey, that's a standard, especially a Yankee fan. Because the Will Ponds, you know, they had problems with the Ponzi scheme. Mm-hmm. What was the guy's name? Madoff.
Madoff, yeah.
They had a problem with that going on, so they didn't necessarily have the funds to do some things after a while. But if you were a Met fan, Yankee fan, Dodger fan, you probably just say that that's a standard. Well, go spend money on anybody else. If all of a sudden Paul Dolan said, we got $250 million to spend this year, I'd be sick to my stomach if this team was where a lot of teams are in Major League Baseball, because I feel we'd never get that chance to do it again. I mean, I cannot tell you the depths of despair. Like, this is our golden opportunity to bring in these players, and if it didn't look like this was going to work, first off, we'd be on the hook for some of these players. I mean, we'd be trying to get rid of some of them, but we'd be on the hook for some of these guys because they'd be terrible. And the other thing is, I don't think we'd ever get to enjoy it again. Like, a Mets, Yankee, Dodger fan thinks that there's just going to be another train coming. Get rid of Cashman. Get rid of Aaron Boone. There's another train coming. Get rid of this player and that player. We'll get more. We'll buy other players. But for a Guardians fan, if you just had, like, if David Blitzer came in and goes, all right, we're going to start with a bang. Here's $230 million. You can spend it on your players. And they didn't get that job done. Oh, my God. You want to talk about depression. I don't know where I'd go with the Guardians.
Well, and it sucks. It sucks having to sit here and talk about a owner like the Dolans who, materially speaking, here in Northeast Ohio, they are rich, right? They are absolutely rich. But we're talking about them as if they are a small business having to run it paycheck to paycheck and, you know, business quarter to business quarter and run it like a business. That sucks. I will say they did, the minute they got the BAM Tech money, they spent it. It rolled right back into payroll. The minute they sold Sports Time Ohio, right? They rolled it right back into payroll, not in a good way. What, that was the Swisher and Bourne contracts. So I do think if there was an announcement tomorrow that one of the local affiliates was willing to give the Guardians $50 million for the rights, which that is not happening and not even close, which, again, this regional local TV thing
has... We'll see if I can pass a hat around or something.
It is disproportionately, you know, impacted the Guardians worse than, like, the Rangers. The Rangers went from $120 million local TV money to, like, 50 this year. Okay, the Guardians went from, like, 50 to 60 to maybe 10. So we've gotten screwed on that. But if magically tomorrow they found another $60 million, I do think they put it right back into the ball club because they do have a history of doing that. Unfortunately, we're in like one of the people keep saying, I saw yesterday, stop calling the Guardians a small market team. And I'm like, guys, in baseball, don't look at population. Don't look at metro area. Don't look at any of that. There's only one thing to look at to determine if you're a big market or a small market, and that's your local TV money. And the Guardians have one of the worst situations going in all of baseball, local TV.
Malone in Lakewood, you're first up on the Fan. Hello.
Morning, gentlemen. Morning.
Morning.
I think I would rather the Browns have the Guardians' success, and then I'd rather have the Guardians have had the Cavs' success, if I could wave a magic wand. But I don't think it has anything to do with the money. I don't care that they go out there and spend $300 million, because you know what's going to happen is we're going to get on them like the New York teams and the L.A. teams when they lose, and it's not sustainable in Cleveland. You can't just keep rebuilding a multi-billion-dollar roster in the city of Cleveland. It's just not... It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, you don't have enough corporate partners. You know, attendance would go up. They would have that.
Well, I mean, I think we're a real good attendance team. I think you pack the place for the playoffs. It's a tough place to play. So I don't think the money really matters as far as it's not translating for us. We're winning. We're a playoff hunt every single year. If I had that feeling for the Browns, I think I would explode. I don't even know what that would be like. And I got one more question before I go.
Yeah.
Is the sauce drawer at work, is that like give a penny, take a penny? Can I put one in one day and then take one out when I need it another day? How does that work, guys? Good morning. Have a good one.
Thank you very much.
I like that.
Call.
Think about all the different taco sauces you could throw in there, the chicken place sauces.
I like to.
A lot of good ones.
I like to keep them separated. Taco sauces, Mexican sauces are the same. Chinese food sauces are that, like, that's a separate cubby. Yeah.
We don't really have a sauce drawer here. We do have a saltine shelf. That's about as close as we
can. Saltines. I know,
Jeff,
of all
turn
the things
this place
to have.
Into the doghouse diner if you can.
Which
I mean,
is
that's
terrible
what he does.
For on-air radio guys. Like the popcorn and
but
saltine drawer.
If you're trying
drawer.
To do a challenge, fit 10 in your mouth in a minute.
216-474-0092. When it comes to the winning, when it comes to the winning side of things, like the Guardians, again, they play well enough to make you care. They play well enough to make you angry because they get close. They don't get over the hump. And then, yeah, this was an unforeseen this was a foreseen circumstance, not unforeseen circumstance, no matter what anybody in Major League Baseball wants to tell you. You could start to see this coming here, that this model that they had with Diamond Sports was not going to work out. However, like there will be an end to that. Okay, what do you do after that? What do you do? Can you get something done with your CBA? And we've talked about that to death. I just think that those who
do our fans care about that?
But
like,
no,
do they even
no,
the nitty gritty?
But the people sitting there saying they want them to spend $300 million or whatever, what you're accusing them of, I don't think they care about that at all. They're just not interested in baseball. That's all.
Well,
they're not interested in baseball.
I did have a lot of people say, could they spend another $40 million? And yeah, I wish. I'm just not sold that Blitzer is going to spend another $40 million. I've no evidence to back up that there is an owner ready to pounce on buying the Guardians at 1.7, which is what I think the Rays went. I know Minnesota said they're not selling now. But all these teams, like the Guardians, are around that spot. We have a work stoppage coming up around the corner. I'm not convinced anybody's going to shell out that money and then up the payroll without a local TV deal another $40 million. I just don't know that anybody exists like that. And, the other thing I would ask, like the caller did talk about, yeah, once you pay all those players, you know, you're in a different stratosphere in how you cheer for the team.
Mm-hmm.
I said this last week. How many teams' fan bases are thrilled with their baseball situation? Because the Mets fans are not right now.
How could they?
The Yankees fans are not.
Without a doubt,
so
not.
So do Guardians fans just assume if we spent and had the payroll of $280 million, $300 million,
they'd be happy?
We'd be happy?
No, you always hold it to a higher standard. You always hold it to a higher. How many max contracts do the Cavs have?
Well, technically three.
Three. And how happy were Cavs fans during the offseason? How many people just want Darius Garland gone right now? If I were to go, hey, you guys want to trade Darius Garland right now, how many people would say yes? They're not happy. They won 64 games last year. You just hold your team to a higher standard. That's supposed to be professional sports. The comparison, though, between the Browns and the Guardians, what you're saying, the $300 million thing, though, that's just not a baseball-first fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.